You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
I was informed about all the matters that took place at the time of Exodus, Yetziat Mitzrayim. And what was that miracle that Moshe Avraham Shalom went through? So here's what Hashem is informing us, that he had the reaction. So when he heard everything, how did he react?
He became Jewish.
Well, that goes without saying. He came because he accepted to follow the rules. How did he react to the matter? Was he happy? Not happy.
Happy.
Happy?
Yes.
What does he say he was happy?
He said there is no king like Hashem.
Yes, but does he say that he became happy?
No, he doesn't say.
Right, so he says that he became happy. Vayihad. What does Vayihad mean? Vayihad means joy, like Hedwa. Hedwa. And Rashi Akadu brings from the Midrash, as you know, a knife that is sharp, how do you call it? Chad. So now Rashi Akadu brings that actually his flesh become chidudin, like being stabbed by a knife. Make sense?
No.
Does it make sense? How could he be happy? And the other hand, it's like you've been stabbed. Rashi Kedosh brings from the Gemara that a convert, even 10 generations after, if he hears something went wrong with his past, with the nation that he came from, he still goes through pain. 10 generations. So now, what is that supposed to mean? He's happy or not happy? Happy? But here he says, Vayihad Yitro, Hedwa, he was happy, he had such a joy. But in the other hand, he says, no, his flesh became like stabbed, like cut. What is that supposed to mean?
Because he didn't realize it earlier that who's Hashem is.
But now he did, so he's happy or he's not happy?
He's happy.
He's happy, but now he's not happy. How could it be? Now, we see we have a book, it's called Devarim. You heard about this book?
Yes.
Yes, it's the fifth book. And what does Devarim exactly means? It's a review of all the matters that it came about. Moshe Avraham Shalom, and the Devarim that Moshe Avraham Shalom repeated. Now, does it say in Sefer Devarim that Yitro came and suggested to Moshe Avraham Shalom that he has to change the whole system? Does it say?
No.
No?
No.
Why not? Everything is mentioned there. But how come Yitro coming and changing the system, how come it doesn't mention? How come? Now here, actually, one of the reasons that this parsha is named after him, I guess he suggested that you have to look through your Ruach HaKodesh, Vatata Hezeh, from your Chazon, see the right people and make a division, court system, because you're working too hard. But here, we see in Sefer Devarim, the fifth book, doesn't mention anything about this matter.
Who asked him for advice?
I'm sorry?
Who asked him for advice?
Nobody. Fine. But here, we see his mentions here, and we don't see that Moshe Avraham Shalom goes to Hashem and says, can I do this or not? He did it. He respected his father-in-law, and he did it. So now, here, there's a question that is asked. Let's say you hear Baruch Atah Hashem from somebody. What do you do?
Baruch Shemo.
Baruch Shemo. Asher Kiddeshanu, B'mitzvotav, V'tzivanu, Lehaniach Tefillin. What do you say?
Amen.
Say amen. Or, let's say the Chazan says, Baruch Atah Hashem. What do you say?
Baruch Shalom.
Baruch Shalom. Chonen Adar.
Amen.
Do you say amen?
Yeah.
So now, does the Chazan have to bang on the teva that you answer amen?
No.
No?
It doesn't have to
do that. Why?
But you should know to say.
But do you hear people say amen?
Sometimes they sleep.
I don't understand. Somebody has to remind you to keep Shabbat?
No.
So what's the difference?
There's no difference.
So why the Chazan has to bang on the counter that you answer amen? Why?
So you wake up.
What do you mean you wake up?
He's sleeping.
Let's say I take $100 bill out of my pocket. I don't have, but let's say, just imagine. And I go like this. Like this.
Yeah.
Will you grab it?
Right away.
Do I wait to wake you up?
No.
So how come when the Chazan says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chonen Adar, he has to wake you up? So he has to lift up the $100 bill. So now here, this is the point. You ready?
Yes.
Yitzhak came. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Shalom, no, this is not how it works. This is not how it works. You have to make a division. How? They have to bring you the Gadol. The Gadol matters. Big one. If they don't know, they bring you the Gadol. So now here, we see Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom did exactly as Yitzro said. And he told the judges. What did he tell them?
Tell them you help the people for the small thing and not for the big one come to me.
No. That's what he said.
What did he say?
He told them anything that is difficult. Yeah. Then you come to me. Yitro said, Gadol. Moshe said, Kashe. Yitro said, anything that has in it,
money,
kavod, they come to you. Moshe said, whatever that is difficult, you come to me. This is not the Torah. That's not the Jew things. That's why in Sefer Devarim, this is not mentioned. Because that's not how Yehudi act. What do you mean? He has kavod for me. He has money in it for me. And that's why we see the difference. Yitro said, whatever that is gadol, that gives you respect, gives you, make you feel good, boosts you up, money goes in your pocket. She said, no, that's how we work here. Kashen. If you don't understand it, if it is complicated, you come to me. That's what here, that's the whole problem is all about. Ve'yihad, it was not kosher joy. He was happy. But Steve, he was attached to his background. That's what Zotan Shri is informing us. Not that he was Sameach, not that he, you know, was boosted up because of Amistad. He had some personal benefit in it. And that's why it is. When you hear Baruch Atah Hashem Chonen Adat, your whole essence is ready to say Amen. Ker Melech Ne'eman. Nobody has to bang on the counter for you to answer Amen. Because you, even before that he concluded the bracha, you ready to say Amen. You notarize it. And nobody needs to remind you. But you're in a different olam, you're thinking about something else. You cannot wait till go out of it, can I say it? You get tefillin out before, you know, the Mizmor Shel Yom. So, of course. Because you're not here. And that's what it was all about. Vayichad. What kind of joy is this? And that's why in Sefer Devarim, there is no mention of his suggestion. Why? Because that's not Torah. We accepted it. Why? You know, he was a convert. He was the father-in-law of, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. He did some sacrifice. He ran away from Paro. You know, he gave up his position. Fine. Good. Chazak Baruch. But that's not how we run the system in Judaism, the way you run it when you were a pope. The big one. That's not how we You have to have the essence of what is called Hashem, Shamayim. And he didn't have it. He didn't have it. Gadol, what Gadol? Kashe, yes. Moshe said, I'm going to take care of him, he's Kashe. But Gadol is not in our system. We're not looking for Kavod. We're not looking for money. It has to be only and only Lashem. Ribono she'olam, ishtabach she'olam. And that's what the path of Yehudin through all his life is all about. That to mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Whatever he does, whatever he says, whatever he thinks. And Shem is like, you know, Shem is like,
you're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.